What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
With Venmo Stash, a taco in one hand, and ordering a ride in the other, means you're stacking cash back. Nice. Get up to 5% cash back with Venmo Stash on your favorite brands when you pay with your Venmo debit card. From takeout to ride shares, entertainment and more, pick a bundle with your go-tos and start earning cash back at those brands. Earn more cash when you do more with Stash. Venmo Stash terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stashterms.
W.
T.
L.
It's a big, hairy American winning machine. You ain't first, you're last.
W.
T.
L.
All right, nice, huh? Got a talk show here, talk show with my mic. I got everything!
W.
T.
L.
All he does is work out at Pit Bonus. 10 and 2, 85% weekend. You're a mutant!
W.
T.
L.
Brings you to our next point. Don't smoke crack.
All righty, we're back. WTL. You know, I just love that intro. Before we get into it, I mean, those are some words to live by. Yep. Don't smoke crack.
Yeah, you can't, especially if you're going to sports bet. Do not smoke crack. That is words to live by if you're trying to sports gamble.
So let's get into it. I mean, that was these entire playoffs in the NFL have been a lot of fun to watch. You had multiple bets going. We kind of went back forth last week. Yeah. We found ourselves on the opposite side of the fence, really across the board. So what all happened there?
All right. Yep. I agree. I have to eat my crow a little bit here. My lock of the week, the Chiefs -7. It didn't hit. It didn't hit. I'm wearing my Mahomes jersey today. You know, I got to ride or die, you know. I was feeling so good.
Yeah.
I was feeling so good the first two quarters. Chiefs up 21-10 at half.
Yeah.
Probably should have been up 24 or 28 points.
Probably.
Depending if they kicked that field goal at the end of the second half or.
Got greedy.
Yeah. But I'm saying 5 times out of 10, Tyreek's getting into the end zone on that.
Okay.
I could not believe it. It's like a different team came out in the second half. And just like you said, the Bengals kept her close and snailed it right at the end.
Hey, man, let's give a little credit there to old Zach Taylor, you know?
Zach Taylor, GBR, go Big Red.
No doubt about it. I mean, not too long ago, he was on the hot seat, you know?
He was on the hot seat last year.
Yeah, young coaches that need to be fired that were – you know, guys from the Sean McVay tree that's not panning out. I'm like, how does it look now?
Yeah, how does it look now? Well, I think they won 6 games last year before Joe Burrow got hurt or something like that. And, once your star player goes down, that's when the coaching, is he the right guy to lead Joe Burrow in?
Yeah.
Dude, that was his rookie season.
Yeah.
It was his rookie season. And he's playing without his best player for the second half of the year.
Right, and a year before that, they only won 2 games.
Right.
So, I mean, I think a case can be had or made that, you know, he might be one of the best coaches in the NFL right now.
He's definitely one of 2 left standing.
That's right.
And you can't scuff too much at him.
And old Sean catches a lot of heat, too, on the other side. It's amazing how those guys persevere. And it'll be the same story next year. You know, once they lose 2 games in a row, they'll be back on the hot seat. But let them enjoy it a little bit now. And as I'm kind of enjoying it. Yeah, I mean, that was a -7 Kansas City. And you were so strong on it. It only came down a half point from 7.5 to 7 is what I saw.
Yeah.
And that second half, I was sweating it, but you just saw Cincinnati chip away. The defense made those adjustments, came away with some takeaways.
Yeah.
I'm not saying Mahomes got careless with the ball, but he put the ball up in harm's way.
Yeah.
And like you said with the Tyreek Hill deal, you know, 4 out of 5 times, your guy or the Kansas City guy is going to come down with it.
And those guys have, you know, consistently bailed them out of those situations,
right.
Travis and Tyreek and, you know, even Hardman. But you let these teams hang along, hang around, right. hang around. This is the NFL championships. These are the NFC and AFC championships. These guys ain't messing around. There's a reason that the Bengals are here. There's a reason that the Chiefs are here. There's the reason, you know, these guys are here to play. And you know what? With everything being considered, I am really happy for Joe Burrow and the Bengals.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
You know,
why not?
Somebody new.
Why not?
Yeah. Get him in there. Right. Especially with having the Nebraska ties to Zach Taylor. Really proud of him. And I lost some money. But let's go to the next game. I think I did have the Niners covering that 3.5.
You had them covering, but you also had them winning.
I did.
Okay, and I had the Rams winning outright. I'm like, the favorite was picked incorrectly.
Yeah.
And, yeah, there was a lot of red in the crowd, but I bet it was closer to 60-40 than what a lot of folks were predicting. I think a lot of that was clickbait material saying that, you know, San Francisco was going to fill up the stadium. Rams fouls were loud. They were loud, too.
They were. You know? Yeah, there's no doubt that there's probably – you know, more San Francisco 49ers, but it wasn't the big split like we thought. It wasn't 80-20 or 90-10.
Right.
It was probably a 55-45 split. Yeah.
Well, and in this game, much like the other one, which this line got down to 3.5, I believe, right before kickoff, down to 3.5, minus 3.5 on LA there.
Yep.
And it looked like San Francisco was in the driver's seat.
Oh,
yeah. But just like the Kansas City –
you
Cincinnati,
turnovers. You let them hang around, turnovers. And you know Matt Stafford can just throw that 70-yard bomb whenever he wants to.
He undershot one of them late.
That
you know,
San Francisco
he did.
Could have turned into a W. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, that's just it. Like, when you get those opportunities in a game like that, you got to capitalize. And good for the Rams. I felt like everybody was dogging them the entire year,
I think everybody gets jealous on when some new team gets some new shiny toys, but the Rams, you know, spent all their draft picks on all these guys.
Yeah, it's now or never.
It's now or never for these guys. So you can't scoff too much at them. They've been to 2 Super Bowls in 3 years.
Yeah.
That's worth the picks.
They do.
That is the total goal of giving away those picks and trading these players is to get to the Super Bowl. I don't care if Jacksonville has 7 picks in next year's draft.
Right.
If they're just going to go 3 and, you know, win 3 games next year. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I want Matt Stafford. I want Jalen Ramsey. I want a formidable squad that I can make a run.
I want Odell Beckham Jr.
Yes.
I want Von Miller.
Yeah.
These guys are gamers. Spending. They know how to do it.
Takes money to make money.
And I have to say, I was so down with losing my coins with the Chiefs. I hopped right on before this Rams game and took a risked $100 on the Odell Beckham player prop, 4.5 receptions, because I knew that they were going to try and double cup, and he had to outlet the ball somewhere, and Odell just hit those 4 receptions in the first half.
I feel like San Francisco still thought, there's this mindset where it's just the short, slow dude, right?
Yeah.
And so
we'll
just shy the bracket coverage over a little bit. Yeah. It's going to be fine. And, I mean, Kupp was making plays, and a great compliment there with Odell Beckham Jr. He had a fantastic game as well. But the big plays, I felt the game shifting, momentum shifting plays was Cooper Kupp again.
Across the middle every time, he's wide open. And especially when Higbee went out of the game, you knew that those two wide receivers had to step up. And really, a young-sung hero of the whole game was the Rams' backup tight end.
Right, he was.
He probably had about 6 receptions for 50 yards. I don't have the stats in front of me, but it just seemed like when he needed an outlet – when those two guys were covered, this guy was always by the line of scrimmage giving them that outlet.
And I feel like that was McVay and his poor coaching.
Yeah.
You know, it was like a reverse. You know, when a guy gets hurt like a defensive back, they throw right at that guy that comes in.
Yep.
And they knew that San Francisco was going to shy away from that backup tight end.
For
and, man, they were just feeding him the ball consistently in big spots, too.
Yep. Big spots.
But, I mean, so you know that Kupp is your I mean, offensive MVP, right?
Offensive MVP.
And twice he was behind the
Triple
defense
crown.
In the end zone.
Yeah.
In the end zone.
Yep.
I mean, could My middle school football coach would have been all over me as a defensive back. What are you doing letting the number one behind you?
Yeah, let number three receiver beat you. Don't let Cooper
yeah,
beat you.
Yeah, like, come but on.
I do agree with you that there is still that kind of animosity. Like, this guy ain't going to run past me.
Nah,
and then he
nah.
keeps doing it. And then he keeps doing it. What do you have, 160 yards receiving?
Yeah, he piled it on. No, it was
two touchdowns.
It was pretty amazing what he was able to do. So,
wow.
The real quick, this is pretty interesting. Late last night, of course, they came out with the spread.
Yeah.
And it's plus four Cincinnati. So Rams are the favorite, minus four here. Yeah. Money line, minus 200. Rams, plus 165. Mm-hmm. Bengals. Something to note here I found kind of curious from the Score app, and they're powered by, I want to say, Caesar's Book.
Yep.
But out of a quick poll, 3,500 votes, 50% are picking the Bengals and betting the Bengals right now on that plus four. So you got to feel like that number is going to move down compared to only 43% for L.A.
And that might be, in my mind, that might be a little bit of a knee-jerk reaction. They stole the coins from the Chiefs. I think a lot of people had money on the Chiefs.
I love that. Smoking the cigar and doing this number. Guns up, man. Gotta love that.
Joey B. But no, I think it's kind of a knee-jerk reaction. I think it will even out a little bit more with some more people betting on the Rams.
Right.
But Cincinnati, I mean, don't doubt them.
No. And this the over-under also moved just a little bit. It opened up at 50. Now it's down to 49.5. And you kind of had a split last week where you're talking, I think the defense is going to dominate in the, I believe you were thinking the NFC game.
NFC game, yeah.
And the AFC game, you're thinking they're going to light it up. The scoreboard is going to be.
It flipped on me.
Yeah, especially that second half in Kansas City.
Yeah, no, I thought KC was going to hit 50 by themselves. I really did.
Right.
And couldn't score except for a field goal in the second half. And it's pretty, and you know, it's kind of poetic justice for all those Bills fans out there that the Chiefs won the toss again, and the Bengals stood them up.
Yeah, big takeaway. A little bit of luck involved, you know.
Of course,
you had a trailer helping out with the double coverage and got in there and made the pick.
But that's football.
Yeah,
that's football.
It is.
But you know, everybody was thinking when Kansas City won that coin toss that here we go again.
Here
we go again.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Like here we go. But
and at that point when the game's tied, I'm sitting there with the minus seven. I can't win.
No, you can't.
Because
no.
It's a walk-off touchdown, even if the Chiefs win, they win by six. So I'm already hanging my head,
That entire fourth quarter, I was pretty happy with my pick.
You're cashing in. The only thing that I was hoping would happen is a Kansas City field goal and then a pick six.
There you go. Yeah, that's what happened.
cover the 10. So.
Oh, man, that would have been fun to see the stat next-gen stats line on the probability there. You're still hanging on by a thread.
I was in dire straits there.
Well, let's take a real quick break. We're going to get back into it with the Big East talk. We both went to the Creighton game. Up and down game, as it always seems to be with the Creighton Blue Jays, especially when it gets into Big East play. We'll cover that. We might get into a little bit of Big Ten. Some huge matchups coming up this weekend.
Big-time basketball.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And maybe we'll get into a little bit of Big 12 college basketball as well. Some really good conference games with a lot of ranked teams squaring off for the first or second time.
We're in the thick of it.
All right, don't go anywhere, folks. WTL. We'll be right back.
Nebraska Public Media Sports brings you live all-day coverage of the NSAA High School Football Championships on Monday, November 24th and Tuesday, November 25th. Watch all day, both days, on Nebraska Public Media or live stream every game on Nebraska Public Media's YouTube channel.